Officials from the CVPH Medical Center, Adirondack Health, and Elizabethtown Community Hospital say proposed health care cuts in the fiscal cliff negotiations would have devastating impacts on rural health care systems. The regional health facilities say they could see $432 million in cuts over 10 years. That's in addition to $320 million in cuts from the Affordable Care Act and already adopted Medicare and Medicaid cuts. CVPH Medical Center President Stevens Mundy notes that they have already implemented staff reductions and restructured over the past 18 months. The looming fiscal cliff cuts will lead to service cutbacks.
I go to D.C. several times a year working on various issues related to health care. It was very difficult to come back feeling anything other than impending doom. There was not one item talked about in our meetings that indicated that they were looking anywhere other than healthcare to recoup many of these monies. And we have done a number of things here on our nursing units, in our management structure, with layoffs, et cetera. And we're going to be very much pushed to make very serious decisions about services.
Adirondack Health operates two hospitals and two nursing homes in the Adirondacks. President and CEO Chandler Ralph says potential cuts to the Seoul Community Hospital funding program, coupled with Medicare and Medicaid cuts, would cripple rural health facilities across the country.
What we're facing now down in Washington is some of the most horrific cuts I have ever seen. If you took all the cuts that they are proposing down in Washington and totaled them up for 1 year for Adirondack Health, it would be over $4 million. When you get to that point of cuts, you have to take a scalpel to the services that we deliver. If you take a look at the total layoffs that occurred in the North Country and around the North Country, it's 280 jobs. So as we take a look going forward at cuts that are much more devastating, it really makes us all frightened about what we can do going forward.
Nuclear medicine technologist Dan Ashline-Baudet is chair of SEIU, the employees union at CVPH. He traveled to Washington, D.C. on December 11th with other union officials to talk to congressional representatives.
We have over 1,200 members here at this facility, and we have already gone through a round of cuts in November. Yesterday, we laid off the entire transcription department. I'm concerned that in the future, there are going to be other areas of the hospital that are going to suffer layoffs that are going to more directly impact patient care. It is very, very important that we all stand unified and that we let Congress know that these are draconian, adversely impacting cuts that we cannot tolerate. We just cannot tolerate. It would be to the detriment of our patient care and our facilities. It just can't happen.
The administrators and union representatives want the public to contact Congress to express concerns about proposed health care cuts. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.